Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel. We are in the midst of a game week. We say that a lot this time of season. A double game week, no less. Chelsea playing Southampton as we speak. But we are going to talk a little bit of the game week as it progresses, but a lot more about next week. It's getting to business time, isn't it? It's that time of the season.
Is Tom Nass.
Yeah, Tom's getting worried. Tom's getting worried as people approach him.
Yeah, people approach me on the street, in my social life. In FPL, yes. I am slightly worried about what's happening at the moment because I've made some mistakes.
Makes you feel any better. This is about as close to you as I'm going to get this season, so...
Really?
Yeah.
He's currently sat on my lap with his trousers off, so it's quite close. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's quite erotic.
Is this the most disinterested you've ever been at this time in the season, Ash? Because normally you're in the thick of it.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention for a while.
He's looking at his phone as we record, actually.
Right. Fantasy football stuff. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to get into it. And then I realised my team's so shit, I can't do anything about it. I've got nothing to change.
I thought you were about to be like, and then I realised fantasy football's for nerds.
I thought, oh, fuck this shit. So it's really weird. Normally I'm actually playing for a second. Now I realise there's nothing to play for.
It's quite close.
It's
shit, mate.
I've realised how similar my season's been to West Ham's. Just full of injuries and just nothing. Now it's just nothing to play for. I'm on holiday.
Yeah, you've had injuries yourself, or
both? Like my finger, like my I couldn't swear. I've done so many clicks. Yeah. I've been such a click wanker that I can't even get to my team anymore.
You can't even get to them.
Yeah, so that's it.
Terrible.
Are you even on G wing anymore? I don't know if you're actually on the same wing.
No, he's been moved to the nonces wing.
The same sport.
That's how, if you get worse than sort of 20 clicks, you just get moved straight to the nonces wing.
Yeah.
That fictional wing. Cool. Yeah. 3 minutes in, nonces are mentioned. Great. So apologies for the pod last week. Real life stuff got in the way. But the good news is next week, super special extra guest, right?
Yeah, I'm on holiday. I'm actually going, a bit of a brag here before we start, but I'm actually going away on quite a nice holiday.
Remember that time I went to LA and met up with Dom?
You went to LA. So that was right. You went to LA. Where am I off to?
Do you remember the time Craig went to Australia for a month?
Yes. Well, we're all allowed holidays, boys. My one, sunny Clacton-on-Sea, to stay in my stepfather's cabin. That's not even a thing. My stepfather's cabin with my father-in-law. His static caravan. My stepfather's cabin.
You don't even have a stepfather, do you?
No, I don't have a stepfather. Thank God. And I don't want one. Oh, that was
also
weird.
By the way, before we move on to actually talk about football, which we're in danger of doing, I didn't go to Australia for a month on a fucking holiday. I was working 18-hour days.
Yeah, I was at work as well. So actually, Tom was winning because we both went away for work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I will not be working when I'm in Clacton, mate. I will be trying to make sure that my child doesn't play with all the gypsy children on the campsite. So my missus is so worried about that. She went, but what if they attack him? Because they're gypsies. Like that, really worried about it. But anyway, football.
Sorry, mate. We'll talk about football before we talk about some non-football stuff, because obviously there isn't loads and loads to talk about.
Oh, sorry, we didn't announce who is replacing me next week. That's what we started. We got carried away with gypsies
and
nonsense.
We really are a
fucking
shambles.
Anyway, next week on the pod is Tom's stepdad, the sea captain.
Yeah, who owns a cabin in the woods where he used to touch me regularly as a child, and Ash will be joining him on the nonsense wing. It's all come together. Brilliant. Best start to a pod we've ever had, I'd say. Right. I don't know. Yeah, Tom, sorry. It's Ryan from Fantasy Yarmar is going to be back. He was a very, very popular guest earlier in the season when Craig was out in the jungle, and he's returned by popular demand to fill my quite girthy shoes.
So, yeah, if ever we're accused of, let's say, not talking about fantasy football as often as we should, I very much doubt it. Ryan from Yarmar is here. So that's going to be great. He's going to fill us in on... They get some weird tweets, so I'm interested to hear what he says, to be honest, because he gets some really weird tweets.
Didn't he have an alternative theme tune for us?
Yeah, he really... Yeah, he had a lot of stuff like that. Yeah.
He really put us to shame.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that happens again. We'll quickly look at the scores from the game week so far. Bournemouth pretty much relegated Middlesbrough with a 4-0 win. Tom, not good for you, news for you, mate.
Not good for me because obviously I've got Gibson at the back who I decided to start. I mean, it's not over. Borough are playing Sunderland.
Yeah, they've got their second game week.
Their second game. Obviously, I've captained Negredo this week. I did a little blog actually because there was no pod last week. Did a little blog on thegaffertapes.com, which mentioned what I was doing, what I think you should do because obviously being the local FPL expert. And I did say Negredo for me was the captain choice.
Off air, we were discussing who you would punch if you had the opportunity. Mm. I've just realised it would be Tom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I know you've got a double game with Middlesbrough, but Middlesbrough versus Sunderland, is there ever a more depressing sounding game to watch?
Not if you've got a couple of Borough players. It's exciting. That is the thing with fantasy football. Doc Brown, mine and Ash's best mate, said that to us in the Crystal Palace box. He went, yeah, the good thing about fantasy football is, he doesn't play it himself, but he said the good thing is he went, because he had played it, and it makes the most boring game interesting because you're invested at some point. And that's definitely, you know, like I said to Ben, I just call him Ben. Like I said to Ben, I just went, look, mate, that's absolutely true. And he went, cheers, Tom. And we just called each other by our first name. So
I think the Middlesbrough fired their manager, didn't they?
Yeah, Karanka, yeah, a few weeks ago now.
Really pleased they did that. The one thing, the main problem they were having as Middlesbrough is they didn't really concede any goals. And they've really fixed that now. Yeah. Now they're conceding loads of goals, so that's really good.
Well, yeah, to be fair, he would never conceded four on his watch, really.
Exactly.
He didn't score many goals, but yeah, so you're right. I don't know if it's quite worked out. Well, it hasn't, is the answer.
No.
But they have still got that second game, like Tom said, so it's not a complete washout if you've picked Negredo. Hull had a great result in trying to their survival bid, beating Watford. Sam Clucas scoring, and Markovic, if you remember Markovic, the Liverpool player who's on loan there, who I thought would be really good for Liverpool when he signed. He was like a fantasy football, like I kept an eye on him thinking he might be good. But
I don't know what that red card was all about, though. That was mental. Do you see that?
Awful red card.
Mental,
And a few people I know have him as their third striker, Nias.
Really?
Oh, wow. I don't know if I guess there's probably nobody that anybody's got from Watford. I can't even think of a single player.
No, there's still a few people with Kapu on their bench from week two. But they never got rid of him.
They have completely given up, haven't they?
Well, Kapu scored last week, didn't he? The week we didn't do a pod.
Yeah. Yeah, he finally scored again.
And
yeah.
I tweeted something like, God, Kapu scores, what is it, game week three or something? And then we got tweeted by about five different people that said I'd nicked Fantasy Yamar's tweet, and I looked and about 5 minutes before I tweeted that, he'd tweeted something like Kapu scores, God, it's game week 33, not game week 3. I thought, what's the fucking chance of that? It looks like I've nicked his tweet.
Yeah, it's like, that's why you gave up your comedy career as well, isn't it? Similar.
Similar, very similar. I'm doing, your man draw. God, it's been done.
Yeah. Swansea beat Stoke 2-0, which is pretty annoying for Hull and vice versa. Tom Carroll getting his first goal for the club. And Fernando Llorente, I thought he might be done for the season because he looked like he had no interest in playing last week. Mm. And then all of a sudden, he's back scoring in a goal again. He's been quite a good pick on and off this season.
I might have to get him in myself.
Really? Well, even now? When
I might actually, but it's one of them. I might actually have to because, and we're going to get to it in a second anyway, but obviously the big news is that Ibrahimovic is dead.
Yeah.
DED, big red. There's actually talk about that it's the end of his career, which I think's mental, and I don't know if that's true. And he has refuted that and said, no, it's not the end of my career, etc., because I'm the best and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, because of that, you know, I've got Ibra, not enough money to get Kane. I'm going to have to do a bit of juggling, which is a shame. Just to raise a bit of money, a bit of juggling, you know.
Comedy crew installed.
Tell jokes while you're juggling.
Yeah.
It's called a clown. It's called
clown.
I think Zlatan will end up in the major league, won't he?
Possibly. China.
It makes sense.
China. Not China.
I don't think China. I think America. I think he'll be in the major league. Oh. Yeah, definitely. Don't you, Ash?
I can see it going either way. I'm not going to say it.
Incredibly accidentally racist. Okay. You're gonna say, "Nah, I think that's just Chinese whispers." Is that what you're gonna say?
I don't think it. No, I'm not gonna.
No, don't. Maybe don't.
I'm just gonna not say anything.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, in which case, we'll talk about the West Ham Everton game. West Ham and Everton drew 0-0, which is pretty disappointing for everyone relying heavily on Lukaku. But he's been so good this season, FPL. You can't really hold it against him. It was almost a surprise, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it is, absolutely. Oh. I know a lot of people captained him, actually, because they were thinking, oh, no, there's no real value in any double game week strikers, so I'm going to captain Lukaku, and yeah.
I nearly brought him in and triple captained him, because they fucking smash us every time. I can remember...
Have you still got your triple captain?
Yeah, I can remember...
You slut!
I can remember us beating Everton once in my entire life. I can remember us beating them one time. Mm. They always kill us, and Lukaku scored about 100 goals against us. They always, they looked so, neither team looked bothered at all, did they? Mm. So
yeah. No, they didn't look that bothered.
Yeah.
And Ashley Williams gets himself a yellow card. He was in quite a lot of teams for
I've got Jags, haven't I?
Big Phil, Jags, yeah, we want to talk about him, because Jagielka is that classic example of a player where you go, well, he can't do it again. Well, he can't do it again. Well, he can't do it again. So I missed out on him 3 weeks thinking, I can't bring him in now because it will stop. It won't happen.
See, I brought him in. I did it. And I've been reaping the benefits for the last couple of weeks. Yeah. Lots of points. I think three really big, 11, 12 and 7 or something is the last three that I've profited for. So
I am. No, going back.
No, it's more racist again, was it?
Yeah. I was racist against
Jagielka.
Hull, Watford. I was going to say, Everton, the wheels might come off now because they're actually playing teams that have got stuff to play for.
Yeah.
Apart from they're playing Watford.
Yeah, that's true. So that would be a horrible
Swansea,
game,
yeah.
It?
Watford, Arsenal. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people did bank on Lukaku because they felt there wasn't much value in a double game week. Mm-hmm. But I tell you where there was value in a double game week, mate, and that's Crystal Palace beating Liverpool 2-1 and Christian Benteke.
All right, mate. Stop going on about it.
That's the first time. For listeners of the pod, that's literally the first time I've gone on about it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Craig, you captained Benteke. It was
I forgot. I didn't even think of that. I did. I just meant in general.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was just being, you know, observing.
A lot of people have captained Benteke. Yeah, there was a few polls out there on Twitter, last minute polls. Benteke or Negredo, or I think Rashford was the other one that people were talking about after the obviously the Zlatan injury. But yeah, Benteke, should have done it myself, really. I was trying to be a little bit clever and did what's his tits, Negredo, but
see, I thought I was being a bit clever with Benteke because I think in fantasy football, people get so scared about teams playing better teams or so-called big teams. So Palace playing Liverpool and Spurs, I thought a lot of people would be scared off Benteke.
Yeah, and that was what I said in my my blog. Yeah, my expert blog. I said, don't pick Benteke. I don't think he's going to deliver. And he did.
Because in my blog for Yamaha, I actually said, Captain Benteke, I think he's going to deliver.
Mm. Well, I mean, we are only halfway through, so he might get just the 2 points against Tottenham, and then Negredo scores two against Sunderland, and then
but he's still 28. You'd take your 28 points from Benteke's there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
But he's had it. Zaha only got the two, but if Benteke's getting that money, then that was a pretty. And Coutinho scoring as well. But a lot of people seem to have brought him back in.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned United briefly, but they won. Wayne Rooney bloody did a goal.
Yeah. Do you think did he play the 90 minutes? I don't know.
He certainly started. I don't know if he played all 90. Yeah. But
interesting that, you know, because obviously United are against Sunderland next week, I think.
Yeah.
I believe. And that stuck out to me as a, ooh. Oh, no, yeah, sorry, Swansea. Tell a lie.
They've got City away first, then that, yeah.
I mean, Swansea, there's... Yeah.
Rooney won't play against City. That'll be Rashford in. He was rested. I'm almost certain that'll be Rashford.
Yeah.
And then Martial has been Mourinho single-handedly going through his squad systematically and slagging them off in the press. And Martial was the one more recently. So it was almost like a point to prove, which he did. Mm. And Mourinho will claim he's a genius, no doubt.
Probably.
And then at the moment, Chelsea are playing Southampton as we speak. And it's currently 1-1 are going into half time.
1-1 currently. That's
Hazard.
Do you have any bets on this game, Craig? This Chelsea Southampton? Because last time we did a pod where there was a game on. You had it was the United game, wasn't it? And you had a little bet on.
It was quite exciting, yeah.
It was exciting.
Because I think I was saying, oh, they're winning, I'll cash out. I won't cash out. And you were going, cash out. And got to stoppage time and I was like, all right, I'll do it. And then Zlatan went and scored a penalty.
Even said, what if Zlatan gets a last minute goal? And he bloody did. Jeff Stelling, Chris Kamara and like another one, didn't we?
Yeah, Vic and Bob and the other one. In fact, as we speak, Chelsea have just taken the lead. They've gone 2-1 up.
Oh, who scored? Yeah. Second one.
I don't know yet, but Hazard got the first. We know that. And we know that Romeu got the goal for Southampton. So absolutely no one will have him, which is always great. But we'll hang on till we get it there. This is reminding me, like when it's speaking like I'm through, when I was at university, might surprise you that I was a bit of a radio nerd. I had a sports show on the student radio station.
So we used to do a show
at the same time as like Soccer Saturday, which was so pointless because no one's listening to us.
No.
And we used to do that. It used to be like, and there's been a goal in Chelsea, but obviously we had nowhere to go. So it was such a shit radio show.
What was your show called?
The Saturday Sports Show.
Wow. Is that the show you were doing when you won Young BBC Broadcaster of the Year?
Young BBC Street Dancer of the Week.
Cheers, mate. Yeah, that's the one. Paddy Power have just tweeted, Gary bloody goals himself. So if it's Gary Cahill, Thomas,
it's Cahill. Fucking hell, Craig, you are having a belter this week.
I am coming
for you. He's coming for me.
But anyway, talking about other fixtures this week, obviously, that we will be coming up, that we can't talk about their results yet. We can talk about them. The big one being, for Tom, Arsenal versus Leicester.
Yes, Arsenal FA Cup finalists versus Leicester. Yes, please.
Champions League quarterfinalists.
Champions League quarterfinalists, yes. Who knows how that's going to go. Feeling a bit more confident after we beat City, but how they didn't equalise late on, how they didn't beat us by about four goals, to be fair, in that FA Cup semi-final, I will never know. But yeah, we'll see. We shall see about Arsenal-Leicester. But talking of Leicester, gents, it's time for the biggest feature in British radio. It is, of course, Where's Wallers?
Where's Wallers? Where's Wallers?
He's just running at full speed. There's a lovely picture of him on Instagram. He's just really happy. Got a lovely smile on his face. And he just says, full speed.
He's fine.
I'm not going to lie. He looks fat. He looks huge. Doesn't he, Ash?
I think he looks muscular.
He looks fat in his face, but the rest of him looks like hench.
No, his face, that's his beard, I think. Because when my beard gets too, because it doesn't grow down.
Totally, your beard, mate. Bulky nicely.
It grows like outwards and it sometimes makes me... You need a strategical shave. You need to trim that and then you cut all the hair off your neck. And so it looks like you've got a nice jawline. That's what he needs to do there. I might message him.
It's the same with your pubic region.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I could honestly show you a really good way of shaving it to make it look a lot bigger. But we'll talk about that on the Patreon exclusive podcast.
The Patreon one.
Horrifying.
An instruction audio thing. So grab the shaft.
Never the shaft. The very tip and stretch it out. We'll go through it. It's a real thing, honestly.
Elsewhere, fixtures wise, obviously we've got that Borough Sunderland game, which will be awful to watch, but could be great for Negredo. Palace versus Spurs, but at Selhurst Park. So Benteke, if he can get one more goal, that's a hell of a game week and would have been a great triple captain shout, Tom. And everyone always says it has to be Aguero, it has to be Sanchez.
One more goal. I mean, even as it stands, it's a much better triple captain shout than what I did. Fucking Lukaku on a 2-pointer, but. Decent. Potentially very decent.
And then the big game on Thursday is obviously City versus United. Playing on a Thursday, something Man United are very used to. So they'll enjoy that. Banter. That's all the fixtures. Obviously, we'll be on Twitter as they all happen and you'll be telling us your teams. And it's one of those things, don't you think? Do you even know how you're doing this week? I've kind of tried to switch off from it because I'm like, I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad. I'll wait.
Do you not know how you're doing?
I know how many points I'm on, but I don't know how good that is relatively because of everyone else.
I know how I'm doing because I've been keeping an eye on them. Like, I've got all my points that I have now. I got them all on Saturday. I haven't had anyone play in the last couple of days, so I've just gone progressively down and down. Whereas after Saturday, I fucking shot up. I was loving it. But it's difficult. It's very difficult because people have got players to come off the bench. People have got players still to play. So we can't really go into it too much, but I think we should just do the little top 10 and then roughly sort of where we are at the moment as we speak, sort of vibe.
Yeah, let's do that.
How do you feel about that?
Okay, well, let's have a look at the top 10, because if you're at the first place, you deserve to be read out. That's it.
I think so, yeah.
In 10th place, it's King Ings Mings, Darren Anthony Hoy. In 9th place, Andreas Toff, Dinamo Torshov. He's such a solid top 10 player. He's there constantly. Same with Eirik Baranda, San Hans Haugen's Helter. Down to 7th, Mitch Maynard.
Oh, son of a Mitch.
Son of a Mitch. He's down to 7th. 6th place, Paul Marshman, back on the horse. In fifth place, Banana Nose Maldonado. Matthew Greco is down there. In fourth place is Dara Harkin, Pruner's Postman. Worth noticing, if we had been on a scheduled, he would have been read out as our first place at one point. He has topped this table this season.
What do you mean?
At some point.
Oh, what?
Yeah, last week he must have been.
Last week? Was he top last week when we didn't do a pod?
At some point, Dara Harkin has been number one, so I want to make sure that he gets that recognition.
Good lad.
In third place, we had a tweet about third place.
We had a tweet from Adam Race. He said, question for the pod, how do you pronounce the team name of the guy who's currently third in the Gaffer Tapes League?
Okay, I know the answer.
Do you?
Do you?
Yeah.
Go on.
So the manager's called Abdullah Al Mamun.
Yeah.
And what's his team called, Ash?
Baker's 11?
How the fuck is it?
That? Yeah.
How do you know?
It's in
Arabic.
No. Whatever language they speak in Bangladesh. But yeah, so I don't know what it
Bengali.
Is.
Bengali.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Is it?
It is.
How do you know?
Did you? Because I can read Bengali.
Fuck off! You copy and pasted it, and put it into translate.
Yeah.
All right.
But my friend at work is Bengali, so I'm going to check with her tomorrow to see if that's what that is.
It is. Yeah.
It must be. Well done, Ash.
Yeah, I think I'll trust her, not you, Ash. If it's all right.
Oh, will you?
Will you? Yeah.
In second place is Francisco Fernandez. Make FPL great again. And in first place, he's back on top. He's been there before. He's back there again. It's Clifty's mediocre 11. It's Steve Clift.
Clift Pallet.
Clift Pallet is back.
The White Clift of Dover. Well done, mate. But I mean, at the end of the day, it is, you know, that might change within, you know, in an hour when the Chelsea game's over. And yes, by the time that the pod comes out, whether it's Wednesday or Thursday, there's going to be another couple of games. It's very difficult. I'm scared. I don't know what's going on. But our positions, lads, at the moment, you know, there's a lot in it, but it could all change. So this might be the last time I'm able to say this. So I'm still top. I'm still the daddy of G-Wing, 531st. I'm currently on 21 points. I've got 3 points to come off the bench. That's 24. Do your maths. But I've still got a few players to go. I'm currently on 1,715 overall. Craig.
Yeah.
683rd. You were obviously previous to any of this Chelsea game, you were on 38 points. You're going to be smashing it because you've got Hazard and fucking Gary Cahill. You were 1,669. So that's a good 30, 45, 46 points between me and you. I think you might make up a few of those. That's going to be close. And then Ash.
We haven't really got time for all this.
We've got to keep
it tight. End part two, I reckon.
Is that it?
End part what?
Ash, 762nd. You're on 18 points at the moment. Look, between you and you and Craig, there's not a lot. 1,643. There's like 25, 26 points between you two.
Craig was in a fucking jungle for half the year. Didn't have access to a phone and he's beating me. This is retarded.
3 months ago, I think I was 980th.
Yeah, he's doing really well. And then Domi Mons, 662nd.
I'm so close to him. I want Monaghan.
Yeah, he's going to take Monaghan. Then finally, just before we go, in the second biggest feature in universal broadcasting history, it is Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder and Success feels 1,023rd in the Gaffer Tapes League. I don't think he touches his team anymore. I think he's quite busy being on telly and stuff. And then Tom Davis, not for a Murder and Successville, 459th, doing very well, the lad. So
they were close for a little while as well.
They were, but then, TD from, I call him.
He got busy.
New series of Murder and Successville.
If I get to one place of Dom, I'm going to cut a wrestling promo on air.
Imagine that. Yeah, do it.
I'm going to do it.
If I get
closer to him. Can I just say, before we go to the break, it is football related.
Yep.
Tom Davis from Murder and Successful, obviously in our league, a fan of the pod. Murder and Successful is back on TV.
Yes.
And episode one went out last week. And Luke Kempner from that does the most incredible Arsene Wenger impression.
It's great.
I think I've ever seen.
So really, really good.
Go and watch it.
Yeah, check it out. It's on iPlayer, isn't it? BBC iPlayer.
Yeah, it is on iPlayer. Yeah.
It's
such a good impression.
Such a good, really good episode with old Richard Osmond in.
My top three. It's in my top three episodes.
It's up there, isn't it? Yeah.
It goes straight in. But in part two, we'll be back with all your questions, obviously, all of Facebook. Twitter, emails, we got quite a lot to get through. And obviously, part three, we'll have a look ahead to the next game week, put our necks on the line with some tips. Tom might pick Negredo, he might not, who knows? They've got Man City, so probably not. And a too hot to handle quiz, courtesy of Tom Holmes, you'd expect nothing less. So all that's coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the UK's number one football podcast, the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, with Tom, Ash and me, Craig. As always, it's part two, where we go through all of your questions, everything you've got to say, some football related, some non-football related, across a variety of social media platforms, starting with a bit of Facebook.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much from our jingle winner, Jammy Jammy Jimmy Jam, forever our best Facebook jingle. Are we going to, next season, do you reckon he gets a whole other season of it?
Unless someone sends in a bell on.
Well, yeah, it's. I think that should be a rolling thing.
I think it's pretty unlikely someone's going to do it, though. That is extraordinary.
No, that's very good, yeah. So, yeah, if you want your jingles to feature, then just make them better than that.
And he's got such a lovely voice. But we are, because we've got so many emails and tweets that we wanted to get around to last time, we didn't get around to. We're only going to do a quick one Facebook question, actually. And that is easy football related one, not quite fancy football. If you're a famous footballer, past or present, who would you be? I think it's like, who's their life everything? Who would you be?
Teddy Sheringham. Wow. Had a good one, because he just shagged everyone, didn't he? Just literally had sex with everyone.
Yeah. Didn't say you had to take their wife. You could have taken your own wife and son with you.
Oh, okay.
I think I'd go Maradona.
Really?
He's had his troubles, sure, but he is absolutely hero worshipped.
He is, but he's really like little and fat though, isn't he now?
That's true, yeah. But it doesn't matter. That's the point. He's got that kind of math, like that Tony Soprano feel about him, though. He's fat, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, potentially. Although Tony was a lot bigger, held it a lot better than
Tony was fat, mate.
He was, but he was strong.
It's what killed him in the end.
Big and strong. So potentially, yeah. Don't.
Ash, Julian Dix?
Ash?
I don't know.
I'm disappointed in myself that I said Teddy Sheringham. I just instantly went to having sex with models, which is strange, isn't it?
Boban is a fucking legend.
Boban.
It's not a real Boban, yeah.
Boban. Yeah,
done.
Just Boban. There we go. Quite a hipster choice, I think. Boban.
Yeah, Boban, why not?
I think you know who you remind me of. Guy used to play for Man City.
Guy used to play for Man City, yeah. Oh, fuck off. Back to nonces again. I knew that's where he was going.
No, right? Straight to it. Let's quit, move off Facebook, and on to the next one. What are we going to do next? Are we going to do a bit of Twitter action?
I think we'll do a little bit of tweets for my tweet.
Don't ask me.
Lovely.
What we got, Tom?
Oh, let's have a little tweety tweet. Let's actually do an FPL related one. Luke Barlow. Lovely Luke.
Ken-san.
Official Gafferazzi. He said, and we did get a few of these, so let's try and answer this specifically for Luke now. What's better for the big old game week 37, bench boost or triple captain?
Oh, Ash, straight to you for that.
Straight to you for that.
I think it's bench boost, isn't it? If you've got a whole team of double game weekers.
Triple doubles.
But if you haven't, then it's triple captain.
I think if you've still got your triple captain chip, use that.
No, because you can use it. You could use it before then. I think if you've got, because it depends.
Sanchez,
if you've got a whole
captain
team full of double game weakers, you've got to use bench boost.
Yeah, but you're not, unless you've got a wild card, you're not going to have a whole team, a bench full of them. You're not going to have 14 of them.
No. And triple captain, 37.
So I think unless you've got a wild card, triple captain, if you've got a wild card, then obviously wild card your whole, because it's game week 37, wild card your whole squad
37.
Into double team.
Yeah, if you haven't, triple captain 37, it's got to be Sanchez, Stoke and Sunderland.
Or,
Bosch.
I mean, it's not a bad tactic, is it, Ash? If you've got your game week, wait till 37, stock yourself up with an entire 15-man squad of double game weekers and bench boost, and then game week 38, granted it's not your ideal squad, but it's 1 week.
But you've got to use your bench boost on 36,
your wild card on 36 to get them in for 37.
Because you can't use your wild card and a chip.
Because you can't use you can't wild card and chip.
Right. I still reckon it might be worth it because 36 is obviously such a, you know, it's not, you'd have a slightly weaker side, but an extra four players times two, eight, an extra eight players.
Mm. Yeah, well, you definitely would do that, yeah. If you've saved it this far, you've got to be saving it for that, haven't you?
Okay, so.
And bench boost. There you go.
Definitive answer then. If you have your wild card, use it in 36 and
bench boost.
Bench boost in 37. If you haven't, I say triple captain in 37.
Same.
Because and I don't think you're going to get much better than Arsenal, Stoke and Sunderland.
But then when do you... I still don't know. Oh, yeah, shit. It's so difficult. Because then when do you use your bench boost?
Chelsea, West Brom, Watford.
I don't think, though, that's there's, not bad. I don't think there's ever like a really easy time to use your bench boost because no one really, like the double, for most of us mere mortals, the double game week means nothing to you on a bench boost because you won't have a bench full of double game weekers. So you just have to use it. Every now and then I'll look down, every once a week I'll look down and go, are they easy fixtures? No. And I'm still sat here with my bench boost and I don't really know when to use it.
I've got bench boost and all out attack and I'm going to struggle. To use it, I think. But it's like that. I just, at the start, you know, of a week, I just look down and think, can I do it? And before, I've gone, oh, they've all got nice fixtures, bang. And it kind of makes its mind up for you. Or if you've got an injured defender, then that's a classic for you, AOA, isn't it? But, stat-based podcast. Should we do one from Ben Grant?
Go for it.
At Mr. Ben Grant, he said, to get Gabbiadini for the run in or not, discuss. Oh. Gabbiadini, what's them fixtures looking like?
Well, he's just got an assist tonight against Chelsea, and that's what everyone would have thought would be his toughest one. But then I know they've got Arsenal coming up. I haven't looked yet, but I know they've got Arsenal coming up before the end of the season.
Liverpool, Man United, Arsenal, Middlesbrough, Southampton, Hull. Not in that
order. They've got a double in 36. So next game is Hull. Then they've got a double in 36, which is Liverpool and Arsenal.
Then they've got another double.
Not great. And then another double, Middlesbrough and United. And then they finish on Stoke.
Personally, for me, I think...
How much is he?
My opinion is, with a player at this time of season, I want my squad to have players that are playing for something, ideally. Southampton are very much in no man's land. And Gabbiadini's been brilliant, but players like Benteke this week, whilst they were sort of getting their safety, granted they've got it now, but even Llorente, players who are fighting to try and get something are more useful than those in that Everton Watford zone that Ash was talking about.
Yeah.
Do you not think, Ash, would you not rather have players who have got incentive?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And even if they're at the bottom, even if they're a shit side,
yeah,
at least they've got something to play for. Like your Hull players right now and Swansea players, they're the two teams they're going to be going all out for the last few weeks.
Did make me think, what about, sorry, going back a question, what about triple captaining Sanchez game 36, because he's got a double game week, although they're not the best fixtures, and then bench boosting 37? Although Sanchez is playing Man United and Southampton.
I don't think it matters, I think he's fixture proof.
Also, in that case, it would be better to use
He's fixture proof. Yeah. I like that as a term, that's quite good.
Yeah, I think he is.
Have you thought that out before this? Have you thought about, I know what I'll say. When someone says it, I'll say fixture proof.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
He's fixture proof. Simple as that. Yeah.
Stealing Fantasy of Mars tweets again.
Yeah, probably.
Is that one of his?
I think I've seen it somewhere, yeah.
I bet he said it about McCaudley, hasn't he?
He said it about, McCaudley, probably. Yes. I just looked very quickly at Gabbiadini and because I thought, I need someone who's a little bit cheaper than Negredo to come out so that I can do a double swap, Zlatan and Negredo out for Kane and someone that's a little bit cheaper than Negredo. But unfortunately, Gabbiadini's not a little bit cheaper than Negredo. So I need to find someone who is, which is annoying. let's do another one. Con Artiste tweeted us. Has avocado been accepted as a breakfast item? And how long before it goes to mainstream? Or has it already? That's going back to the breakfast avocado debate.
It's a weird one. If people who are listening in for the first time, we often do talk about things that aren't football related, and breakfast and food seems to be a lot of them. avocado, for me, I swear to God, 10 years ago, no one ate it. And yet, all of a sudden, it's not a breakfast item unless you're in East London wearing dungarees or on a penny farthing.
Is this because when we won that award, I had avocado for breakfast?
You had avocado for breakfast? Yeah, I mentioned it. But I brought it up.
Wasn't it on pancakes? Something.
It was just something weird, yeah.
Yeah. So in that case, I would have thought it would be Craig would be the one.
Well, that's it. This is how the conversation arose. Yeah. You two had an argument about breakfast. You were saying, I bet Craig has like, you know, organic sort of rye, bread and plankton. And he went, and then I interjected and went, hold on, Ash had avocado on his breakfast.
Yeah.
And Con Artiste has remembered that from about 4 months ago.
And then all hell broke loose.
And, it was mental.
But no, it's not acceptable breakfast for me.
No, it's not.
It is. Not on its own, not just an avocado.
No.
You can have it with something, though.
Crazy.
No, not for the first time. I don't mind an avocado, don't get me wrong, but...
You can have some mashed avocado with a nice
sliced
fried breakfast.
Do you know what? Sliced in a fajita.
And that's what I'm saying.
We've got a tweet, a new tweeter, I believe, Goose. At Goose underscore P...
Goose! At
Goose underscore PW. Best footy game to play when you were a youth? Slam, cuppies, or header and volleys? Now, I know headers and volleys.
Same,
right?
Yeah.
What's slam or cuppies?
Cuppies is like World Cup, Wembley singles.
Oh, World Cup.
Okay, World Cup. Could you have World Cup singles and FA doubles?
World Cup singles, yeah, of course. What's slam?
Where you get someone over your head, drop them on the floor. I thought you'd know, it's a wrestling term.
I don't know slam.
Power slam.
Please tweet us, Goose. What slam is?
Slam?
Cuppies. Out
is
those
like
two,
Grand Slam? Is it Grand Slam?
I preferred cuppies.
I don't know.
I think he's Scottish.
No, I liked headers and volleys.
Oh, no, it's definitely cuppies.
Did you? No, because I didn't like the overly competitive nature of it.
Cuppies is more like a game that you go in there and play. Headers and volleys just seem too much like football practice.
Oh no, I liked it.
Do you know what it is? There were too many rules of headers and volleys.
Yeah,
but headers. In truth, Goose. The game I played the most was Championship Manager or Tracksuit Manager or any of those. So, and
do you know what we used to debate? We used to do crossbars, two people either side of the goal, and you ping it and try and hit the crossbar.
We called that just Bari.
Bari, did you?
Yeah.
It's weird. Crossbars, we called it.
It's not that weird, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I think Goose might be, what slam is.
My guess is Goose is Scottish. I think it's cuppies is a Scottish term for that, I think.
Oh, we might be. He could be a deeply Scottish man, couldn't he?
Yeah, I think
Goose!
So.
Goose!
He's actually got a picture of a football team on his Twitter profile, but I don't know who it is because it's too small.
Oh, it looks like Liverpool. What is your Scottish accent, Craig?
It's good.
It's quite good, yeah.
Come on.
And that's all.
Read the tweet out in Scottish.
Read it out in Goose's voice.
Hey, Goose here. First. Long time listener, first time tweeter. Best footy game to play when you're a youth. Slam, cuppies, or headers and volleys. Please, thanks, Gaffers. That's great.
That's good.
And
well,
that
well,
is the first time you've ever heard Craig using his real voice on air.
Yeah.
That is it. That is it. It sounded just like my mum.
It was very reminiscent of your mother.
Yeah.
Right.
Any others?
Yeah, Petra Sakkinen, our lovely friend Petra, who wrote that fantastic Christmas blog for us back
Sackers,
in the day.
Sack it off.
Sackers!
Sackerin?
She says, with how unpredictable the last few Premier League results have been, is it safe to discard opponent matching and go for the safe performance players?
Good question.
Very good question.
Ash, what do you reckon?
What do you reckon, babe?
Just sack off the whole thing.
Sack them off.
Sacking it off.
Sack off?
I think it comes to that thing where she makes a great point, where opposition is less important than what they're playing for at this time of the season again. So I think, Watford are obviously a better team than your Hull or Swansea, but in a matchup with them right now, I'd back Hull or Swansea because their life's on the line. So I think opposition isn't quite as important now. I think she's probably right. As for safe performance players, I mean, who are there? Who is there? Apart from Lukaku, who we've all already got anyway, I don't know who is a safe performance player. So I don't know who is guaranteeing those points, really.
But yeah.
I certainly wouldn't pay, in this run-in, I wouldn't pay too much attention to who the team's playing against now, as pointed out by Benteke last week.
Yeah. Yeah, very good point. I like it. I like it a lot. Simple as that. I'm going to read out a tweet from... We're actually doing all right for time. Do a quick one from King Chip. I'm the king of the chippers. Oh, the Twitter VIP. What footballer...
I like the pod, but it's quite odd. And that's what's bothering me. Or something like that.
I just done a little way.
Something like that. Yeah, it's there. There's a potential. He said, what footballer...
Oh, ooby-doo. No, sorry.
I knew you were going to do it. I was watching you. What footballer represents each of your personalities? Bracket spirit animal. Tuffy like Barton, all-round nice guy like Matter, etc. I like to think my spirit animal is the mighty wolf.
So who's a wolf? don't know.
Who's a wolf? I don't know. You're the sort of person that's got like a spirit animal, Ash, isn't you?
How am I?
I don't know, because like...
Because you've probably got Spirit Animal the board game.
Spirit Goblin.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like you're like mystical numbers and stuff, aren't you?
We get some right mental questions, don't we?
We do, yeah. No, I like them, though. I like the mental ones.
I think I'm too sciencey to have a spirit animal.
Too sciencey.
Yeah, me too. Okay. But if I had to pick a footballer I most like, all my friends often tell me I look like Gary Neville, which is quite offensive. So I get that quite a lot. So maybe him.
Yeah. Okay. Gary Neville for you, because you like a bit irritating.
Yeah.
And for me, probably like Zlatan, because I'm like really cool or something.
I think your spirit animal would be a frog.
Frog? Why?
Don't you think?
Frog. Someone told me I look a little bit like a stoat once. Like a fox, like quite a pointy sort of.
Yeah, that's why this one's frog thing. They've got angular face.
Angular frog face. Thank you. Just do one more tweet from our friend Carmen from Mallorca. She said, just realised there are only 3 more game weeks. What are your plans for the summer? No league, no pod, no soccer, no gaffers, ? She is a relatively new listener since the whole Dom invasion on the pod. So she doesn't know that we usually do is...
Plans for the summer. Well, Tom's banging his stepdad in Clacton.
That's what I'm going to be doing for the majority of the summer in his cabin. We stepped that in here, Kevin. Kevin in the woods.
She wouldn't have heard our previous set of podcasts that we do over the summer, basically theorising about politics and economics. Yeah, that's like a whole different thing we do.
Do you know what? I had a horrible moment then. As I said, Tom's banging his stepdad in Clacton. I suddenly thought that we only spoke about that on the exclusive Patreon content. So that would have sounded out of context that I was just shouting about you banging a grown man.
Imagine that. Yeah, there was things we did talk about.
But it wasn't that. It wasn't that.
It wasn't that. No, we did talk about me and my stepdad and our sexual...
It's going to be weird.
We do a couple of pre-season pods, won't we? We're working on some other content that may come out in various different mediums, but no, we'll definitely be around and we'll be...
Well, we've also said this year we're
accidentally,
doing...
accidentally released sex tapes, that kind of
thing. Yeah, exactly. Just to keep us in the sort of loop. I'm going to be making love to Taylor Swift on the regular.
Do you think...
keep myself in the papers.
Don't people do that? Like, in America, you know, like... Who's the guy from Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, Screech. Saved by the Smell.
Dustin Diamond.
Yeah, but famously released a sex tape, didn't he? Yeah.
Just to keep his...
But do you think that would work for us if we accidentally released one?
I don't think anyone's going to really care.
No, I think it'd be the way...
Maybe it's our way into the big time.
Yeah. I don't know if people want to watch us have sex with each other. That's what you meant, right?
I tell you what.
I think they would.
I reckon Carmen would be up for it. just before we've actually got 3 lovely emails that we're going to read out very quickly. Yes. But Ash, you just wanted to mention this little jobby. You met up with some listeners.
Oh yeah, you
week.
Met up some Gafferazzi, didn't you?
Yeah, it was like an unofficial meeting of minds, and it was special at Pimp Shui.
Yeah.
So listener Chuck was obviously there.
Chucky.
Adam Chuck the Racist was there.
Adam the Racist was there, yeah.
Race. Bloomhead.
Bloomhead.
Bloomers.
JD. Middle of the week. Mr. James Doncaster.
Hurst was there. Hersey, a listener.
And the guest of honour, surely, was Oscar.
Oscar P was there from America with his wife who'd just got married.
Not Pistorius.
Yeah, he was there.
Was it Pistorius? Was he there?
He was there with his wife. It was really awkward.
Yeah, really.
No one went to the toilet all night.
No.
It was really good.
Oscar was over from America, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was really nice. Yeah, amazing. It was good.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah, and sorry that we couldn't come. As I explained, my missus was at like some kind of weird like strip show thing.
Yeah, I thought I saw her.
And she was scared.
I don't recognise that.
But she drove, so she was sober. She went, it was the worst night ever. Worst night she's ever had.
Well, she covered in baby oil.
Yeah.
let's read some emails.
Right, read the top one, Craig.
Okay, I'll read what from Nicholas.
Yes.
Okay. So this is, here we go. Long time listener, first time writer inner. Currently sitting in 456th place in the Gaffer Tapes League. All right, show off. Bit of a cliche, but I have repeatedly had terrible luck this season. This is summed up by wildcarding last week and having Arnautovic, Rojo and Ibra all in my time. What could have been. Anyway, my question for you is, as a Newcastle United fan, do you think there's any potential FPL gems between Brighton and Newcastle for next season? Knockout Richie, etc. Discuss. Yours sincerely, Gabriel Agburnley Hall, PhD, research student.
PhD is a fucking doctor. Is that what that means?
That is.
First doctor to get in touch.
There is a little gem of a Newcastle player that my cousin actually told me about.
Fuck off. Don't try to take credit for that shit.
He is worth talking
Rolando
about. He got an injury this season.
Motherfucking Aarons. Yeah, he's just back, I think, from injury. Yeah, my sister's fella put me onto him because he's a Newcastle fan. But that was like a good couple of seasons ago. So yeah, I've been on the Rolando Aarons bandwagon for a long time. Scored a couple of goals at the last game of the season last year, didn't he?
He's got about as much chance of being an impressive pick next season as your two other things, Jermaine Jenas and Wallace.
Yeah.
He's been all right, Aaron's been injured. But in all seriousness, it's a good question because obviously it's always good to keep an eye on who they're going to get. Who's going to be in the league, who they're going to sign. Brighton-wise, he's right. He said it straight away. Knockhart's been incredible. He scored 15 goals. He's classed as a midfielder, even though he plays in a very advanced role. So he's been great. There's the obvious ones, like Matt Ritchie, who obviously was good in the Premier League anyway, for Bournemouth, and Dwight Gayle. The problem with Dwight Gayle is, will they replace him like Palace did? Will they be one of those players who just... Newcastle are going to sign a big striker, so that's a tough one. And then I watch quite a lot of Championship football because I have a gambling problem. And and they've got good players, but like Lewis Dunk's a really good centre-half. But I think it depends.
Dunkers.
I think it depends on who goes up in the playoffs. Because there's a player called Ryan Sessegnon, who's a 16-year-old for Fulham, and he's a defender, he's a left-back, and he's got 5 goals this season from defence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and
16?
Yeah, he's 16. Scott Malone, he can't even sign a pro contract yet until he turns 17 this summer, I think it is. And they've got a centre-half called Scott Malone who has 6 goals this season, which is quite a lot. But but that's if they go up, obviously, because they're in the playoff hunt. Brighton and Newcastle, I think it's going to be those obvious ones. It will be Knockhart, and it will be Dwight Gayle, maybe, depending on whether they sign a big striker or not. But I might have Lewis Dunk as my fifth striker, as fifth defender, because I think he'll be good.
That is very interesting. Scoring 5 goals left back at the age of 16. When I was 16, I was just drinking in bus stops with my stepdad. So. right, very quickly, we've got a little... Yeah, you read this one, mate. That one. Yeah.
We got an email from Dara Williams.
Dara.
Yeah. Hi Gaffers, I'm in a head-to-head league where there's 2 fixtures left and then there's a player for the top 4. He's in 6th, 4 points off the Champions League?
Yeah, so top 4, yeah.
Yeah. Any advice on how to catch up? He hopes I release a pod this week.
Yes, which we have done.
So do we.
Potentially.
An hour really hope so.
Yeah, we hope it happens. Well, if you're trying to catch, I think the only word I can say to you is differential, mate. How do you feel about that, Ash? It's got to be in it.
You're the expert.
Yeah.
That is true. Burn.
It's got to be differential, innit? It's got to be. If pick someone.
Yeah. I wish we could see his team, actually. We could give him some advice.
Would have been interesting, yeah.
Yeah. It depends. I don't know.
Go for someone now who you don't think, maybe it's now time to jump on the Defoe bandwagon because they've got some decent fixtures, Bournemouth, Hull, Swansea.
No, don't do it. Going differential is still the wrong idea.
Oh, you think it's the wrong idea?
Yeah, definitely. Go for whoever you think is best and wait for them to fuck it up.
Okay.
There you go. That's Ash's.
And if you haven't caught them on week 38, there's only 2 weeks left of this thing, isn't there?
Well, yeah, so we're in the 34.
No, because he was saying that there's only 2 games left before the playoffs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think do something mental.
I'm not convinced we'd helped him.
No, I don't think we have. I replied and said, we'll try and read it out today, but just prepare to hear the word differential and to hear Ash sighing is actually what I replied to. I think that's...
Did you not say to him, screenshot your team, we'll give you some actual advice?
I didn't actually, no, because I knew we had a lot of emails. But I think, as the FPL current resident FPL expert...
I was just sick of my mouth a little bit.
Do you know what? I'd go like Liverpool got the best run out of everyone. I'd stick Origi in and captain him till the end of the season.
You are off your tits.
Because I'm mental, innit?
I hope you do that so I can catch you.
I'll do it in my special secret
before we go to part
my advice is to do something that I would only do as a joke in my joke.
Yeah, very true.
Nice one.
Very true.
I'm not chasing anything in my
you're just desperate
team.
To fuck over everybody else's team.
Yeah.
Before we go, we have to read this last email, Tom.
We have to read this email. This is probably my favourite email. I mean, we get a lot. We get a lot of lovely emails from James Doncaster, a lot of mental emails of the week that really make me laugh. But this is fantastic. We got an email. Well, I'll tell you what, I won't read who it's from. I'll just read the email. Hey, lads, hopefully I get your attention because this person called it their email. Arsenal did what?
Clickbait in an email. It's brilliant.
Clickbait, yeah. Hey, lads, hopefully this gets your attention. The real reason I'm writing it to ask, beg really, is you to give a birthday shout out to Elliot Levy, a.k.a. AFC Newfin Rock, a.k.a. No Click Wanker, a.k.a. the love of my life, who is A, mad about your podcast, and B, mad about Arsenal. This email, I can interject now, is from a lovely lady called Jessie Hannah. She said, to be honest, I know very little about sports. Same here, love. Okay, I know no thing at all, but Elliot is just the best guy and we share a devotion to podcasts. He's your biggest fan and thus I have developed an appreciation for your witty... And then she uses the B word.
Yeah.
And would be grateful if you could send some football love and she uses the B word again, his way. His birthday is April the 30th.
Perfect.
So that's coming up.
Yeah.
He will be 32, great age, and brought himself a midlife crisis motorcycle. Very early to have a midlife crisis at 32. So this might be the last chance you have to send him a shout out. Oh. She left it on a terrible note. All the best from the Canadian coast. And that's Jessie. What a lovely email.
That is a lovely email.
She used the B word again for the third time.
She did, but
yeah, she did. She kept
I'm glad you said
her
name, just in case he did that like thing where he replied and used a different girl's name. And it was like, oh! Yeah.
Do you know what was weird? We actually got an email from Elliot Levy literally 6-7 hours after this.
He went, help me finish with my girlfriend.
I'm with this girl that I don't quite know how to break up with. She's
can you break up with my girlfriend over your podcast?
That's not what happened, Jesse. That's not what happened. No, he did. He just asked us a question, and I was like, "Yeah, we'll answer it." Thinking, "No, we won't, because we've got something better." But yeah, thank you very much for that, Jesse. I'm glad that you.
Yeah, it's a really nice. That's such a lovely email. That it's really nice.
That's a really nice email, and just further goes to show that she says she's not into sports, but does listen to the podcast. So that's nice.
Yeah.
It's amazing that she listens, bearing in mind the fucking in-depth stats analysis.
It took us 6 minutes to talk about football. So that was some pretty good championship analysis. Anyway, we have overrun, but it was well worth it because of all of your emails.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Jesse. And I think, Elliot, if you ever propose, I think you should do it via the podcast. Just saying.
Or at least let us be there and watch and stuff in Canada. As long as you pay for the flights to Canada, obviously, that's what we mean.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a lovely place you can holiday for your honeymoon. Owned by my stepdad. It's fantastic. Really nice. Really nice.
It's a great place to consummate. We're going to be back in part three with the latest edition of Tom's Hot, Hot, Hot Fire quiz and also a look ahead at the fixtures coming up after this mammoth double game week. You've got all that to look forward to in the final part of this week's Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the final part of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and me, Craig. We had a lengthy part one, a lengthy part two, going through all your tweets, emails, Facebooks and all that sort of stuff. And now we're going to look forward to next week's game week, which is, I'll say why you wait around to hear our tips, but I don't know if it is. It's the quiz you want, but we're going to do the tips anyway.
35.
Next week. 35, exactly, yeah.
What?
No,
game week 35. Well, I tried to say it for a while and I just started going... waiting for him to say, and I thought people might think there's a snake in the studio.
No,
a snake with a lisp.
No, like the one in Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Thucker in. Oh no, that was Tweety Pie. That was Sylvester.
No, voiced by the guy
voices Winnie the Pooh as well. You can tell.
They do sound similar.
Yeah,
fair enough. Chelsea 4-1. That's just happened.
Oh, who scored the fourth?
Costa. Two for Costa.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah.
Well, let's talk about it now. Let's look at the fixtures. So, Saturday-wise, we've got Southampton versus Hull, Stoke versus West Ham. A lot of games you'll notice now between teams who haven't really got a great deal to play for. Yeah. Sunderland at home to Bournemouth, West Brom v Leicester, and Palace versus Burnley in the 5:30.
Do you know what? Nothing. Those first lot of games on Saturday, nothing sticks out to me with any kind of excitement. That might be the shittest Saturday fixtures ever.
Yeah, Jeff will take the day off for that, won't he? That'll be the one he hands to the others. Sunday, on the other hand, United Swansea at 12 o'clock, Everton Chelsea at 2 o'clock, Borough and City at the same time, and Spurs Arsenal North London Derby at 4:30. And then
Sunday
Monday
makes up for it, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, and then Watford Liverpool on a Monday. It is a good Sunday, yeah.
I'm going to be in Clackers then, isn't I?
Yeah.
Sunday, yeah. Clackers.
Yeah.
10-year anniversary, me and my missus been together 10 years on Sunday the 30th.
Yeah. And you're going to be watching Spurs Arsenal.
Yeah, will I fuck?
No. 10 years of happy marriage.
She'll be shouting at me for looking at my phone constantly. We've got a son. It's our 10-year anniversary. All right, like, all right, I'm just going to the toilet. Yeah. God.
I know where he is. I left him by the washing machine.
No, we didn't tell that bit. We definitely did that bit on the Patreon exclusive one.
But for those people, that was a really good joke, Ash. And they deserve
it. Yeah, that was. And for anyone else, for the literally thousands of other people, they're going to think that my little boy got in the washing machine. He did not get in the washing machine. Clarify that?
First of all, he did get in the washing machine. Secondly, it's even better joke because it's not going to work for anybody because the Patreon one's coming out after this.
Basically, to recap it, the washing machine, it's a little anecdote about how Tom's son was conceived. It's fine. We'll move on. Fixture-wise, what's standing out to you, Tommy Teacakes? Who are you going to pick?
Me?
Origi.
Origi. Well, no, you just told me. Just told me off air I had to pick Origi because you, I said it.
Yeah. You were the brother picked.
Maybe. Oh. I think.
You think you
Costa,
said you were the fantasy football expert of the show?
I think Costa. I thought that for ages, actually, not just in the last 1 minute since I heard he scored a second. No, I think you can't really look past City. I do think Liverpool have got amazing fixtures. So maybe Liverpool. Maybe.
So what you're saying is everybody should triple captain Origi.
Yeah. I think maybe Liverpool. So someone there, Firmino, Coutinho, one of those lads, potentially, yeah.
So you're narrowing it down to anybody that plays for Liverpool, anyone in the Chelsea team, anybody in the Premiership.
Yeah, and or Aguero looks good because they've got Borough shit. FPL Frog Boy. I should start FPL Frog on Twitter.
I think it's
got to be an FPL Frog in there.
It's already taken.
What do you boys reckon then? What are you saying?
You just picked everybody.
No, it's just someone from Liverpool.
You're a special amphibious.
I'll say Origi then, because if it comes right, then I'll look like a fucking genius. Go on, Origi.
I think Welbeck's a strong pick.
Reckon? It's not a bad shout. He nearly scored.
What do you mean?
He remembered both his shin pads. Oh, he's really good.
He nearly scored in the FA Cup. It's not technically FPL points.
There's no way you're going to White Hart Lane and getting a win. Not a chance.
Yeah, see, it's stuff like that will come back to bite you in the tits.
And even if it does...
No, I don't think we will. I don't think we'll win. But if it does, I'm going to give it to you. Both barrels.
Sure. Yeah?
Like my stepfather.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. But I'm going to go.
That was two on the nose, wasn't it?
Oi. Hey. I'm going to go with at United. I think he's going to start next week. And I think Mkhitaryan's going to start against Swansea. And United have unassumedly been brilliant at home. And their form's actually been very good. So I'm going to go with Mkhitaryan to bring in.
Wow, that's decent.
I know. You've got to accept that he might not play and he goes on your bench, but I think they're
going
to do
something. No. You said Mkhitaryan. If he doesn't, I'm going to laugh at you.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Go on, Ash.
I'm going to say someone who plays for Man City.
Yeah, Aguero. Jesus might be coming back.
Yeah.
Keep him on your radar.
Whoever you've got that's your Man City player, captain him.
Okay,
fair enough.
That's my pick.
And Southampton just got a goal back. It's 4-2.
Really?
Yeah, Ryan Bertrand gets a goal.
Oh, Bertrand.
Lovely.
Yeah. So that's okay. That's the fixtures.
That's game week. Yeah, that's game week 35, Saturday to Monday. Simple as that. Which is quite weird talking about that when we're sort of in the midst of a game week. But let's be honest, no one really cares because it's all about the fucking quiz.
Da, 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 da.
I hope this is fucking frog related.
It is. It's not at all. Lads, I came up with this quiz last week, very, very last minute. But what I've done is I've added another dimension to it because we didn't do a pod last week. So this quiz is called... I'll build it up a little bit. Obviously, the biggest news of last week that Dean Gaffney is coming back to EastEnders. Did we all hear that?
Sure, why not?
So Dean Gaffney plays Robbie, coming back from EastEnders. I wanted to do a Dean Gaffney-based quiz.
Amazing.
So I tried to look up Robbie Savage's tweets, and I was going to do Robbie... because he played Robbie Jackson, didn't he? Robbie versus Robbie, or something like that. Didn't work, because Robbie Savage has the most boring Twitter account in the world. So what I've done is it's Gaffney, Cashley, or Statley. Not as good. So I've got 11 questions, and the questions will either be a tweet, you have to guess whether it's a Dean Gaffney or Ashley Cole tweet, Gaffney or Cashley. And then I added the stat element today, where three of the questions are stat-based. How do we feel about that? That's all right, isn't it? So, no, it'll make sense. So you just pick a number and I'll go, right, oh, it's a tweet one. Okay, who said this? Was it Gaffney or Cashley? And then I'll read it out and I'll go, oh, it's a stat one. Okay, here's a stat. And it's like a really good, like, stat-based question, FPL-wise. It's going to be the strongest quiz we've ever done.
Yeah, sure. I just get the feeling that you looked for Michael Flatley's Twitter account, but he didn't have one.
I did a lot. I did a lot of it, yeah. I was going to go with our tweets. We're going to be Gaffney or Gaffer. But it was quite obvious, our ones. Right, okay. Does it make sense? It's not that hard,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, we'll work it out,
I can't remember the score. Was it 12-8? I think it was 12-8 in the end. Wow. I think it was 12-8, wasn't it? Yeah, so Ash, there's all to play for, mate. All to bloody play for. Right, here we go. Ash, you actually won last time, so pick a number between 1 and 11.
6.
6. 6. 6. Okay, so 6 is a tweet. You have to tell me if it's Gaffney or Cashley that said it. Okay. It did take a while to find these. They're quite funny. Never have I lost a best friend before, and this pain hurts harder than anything I've ever experienced. R.I.P. David Guest. I love you, brother.
That's really bad.
Was that Dean Gaffney or Cashley? Gaffney or Cashley?
Oh, it's a trick one, isn't it? Because I can't imagine Ashley Cole knows him. But then his wife was famous, wasn't she? So maybe. And Dave Gaffney.
That's his sex tape.
I bet that's what he calls himself.
Is he famous enough to know Guest? Mm. I bet Craig knows the answers. Are we both answering or just me?
Just you. This is your one.
Can I phone Craig and ask him?
You've expressed your phone Craig.
Can I phone a gaffer chip?
Phone a gaffer chip.
I'm going to go then Ian Gaffney.
Correct, it is Dean Gaffney. Dean Gaffney absolutely loved David Guest. They were like brothers.
Did David Guest die?
Yes, he did. Well dead. Right, Craig, 1 to 11. You can't have number 6.
Number 9, please.
Number 9, it's a tweet again. Is this Gaffney or Cashley? Never really been one to fangirl, but I have to admire Craig David's work. Voice is sick. Year of the comeback.
Purely on using the word sick, I don't think Gaffney would try and pull that off, so I think it's Cashley.
Ooh, it's Gaffney!
Oh, is it?
I would have said that as well, yeah.
It's 1-0 to Ash. Lovely stuff. Okay, let's cross that off. Right, Ash.
Number 4, please.
Number 4. It's a tweet again. There are some stat-based questions in there as well. Okay, who tweeted this? Warning, dad joke. So, if someone tried to shoot Donald Trump, would his bodyguards shout, Donald,
duck. Ash liked it. Ash actually liked it. Lovely stuff. Is that Gaffney or Cashley?
I'm going to have to go for Gaffney.
Correct. It is. It was Dean Gaffney that tweeted that. Still to Ash. Craig, pick a number.
Number two.
Number two. It's our first stat-based question. Okay. See, now what's happened here is I thought you were going to both be answering them. No, it's fine. Okay. Craig, who has the better assists per minute out of these three midfielders?
Midfield players.
Yeah. Sigurdsson, Kante, or Firmino?
Whoa,
best assists per minute. This is the bit that took me ages.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's between Firmino and Sigurdsson. I'm going to say... I don't want to say it because he plays 90 minutes every single game. I'm going to say Sigurdsson.
It is correct.
Oh, there you go.
He had... So Sigurdsson has 12 assists in 2,967 minutes. Firmino, 10 assists in 2,804 minutes. And Kante, 1 assist in 2,778 minutes.
But I don't know if this stat is incorrect. Maybe something I've just made up. Kante got sent off the other day, didn't he? And it was, yeah, he got sent off for Chelsea, and that was his first red card he's had in the Premiership. Do you know how many times he was booked last year when Leicester won the league?
How many?
Zero.
Really? Didn't get a card. Yeah. Like a young Gary Lineker. Interesting. Well done, Craig.
Thanks, mate.
Lovely. 2-1. Right. Ash, pick a number. 1, 10, 11, 3, 8, 5 or 7?
7.
He's picked number 7. It's another stat question. Now Ash has to answer the stat question. Okay. Who has better goals per minute?
Yeah.
It's very interesting, this one.
You say that.
Well, better goals per minute out of Andy Carroll, Olivier Giroud or Harry Kane? Who has better goals per minute this season? Obviously this season so far.
Oh, this season?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Because
I was not working out how many of all time. That would be absolutely mental. Yeah, this season. Premier League, FPL. What are we thinking?
It's got to be fucking hell. None of them have played any minutes, hardly, have they? Oh, it's got to be Giroud, then.
That's incorrect, Ash. It's very, very close, but it was actually Kane. So Kane, 20 goals in 1,995 minutes. Giroud, 9 goals in 925 minutes. And Carroll, 7 goals in 1,312 minutes. He's played a lot more football than Giroud. But it was Kane. An average of 0.01 goals per minute.
That is such a random way of doing it.
Well, I know, it is weird, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. I think I did it wrong. That's why it took me so long. Right, okay. People say to us on Twitter, oh, where's all the stats? Here they are, in fucking black and white, mixed in with a load of Gaffney and Cashley tweets for the purists.
I'll have number 8, please, mate.
Lovely. It's a tweet again. A load of crying faces, like laughing, crying ones. And then, come on, people, sorry to disappoint you, but I'm strictly chicks only. Who said that? Was it Gaffney or Cashley?
Oh, do you know, because I would think Cashley because of the rumours. The lady doth protest too much. But would he say chicks? But they can't all be Gaffney. I'm going to go against my better judgement. I'm going to say Gaffney.
Ooh, it was Cashley. It was Cashley. It's still 2-2. Ash can bring it back to 3-2. Ash, pick a number. 1, 10, 11, 5 or 3?
Wait a minute, what did you say the scores?
1, 10, 11, 5, 3. It's 2-all.
It's 2-1.
2-1.
2-1 to me.
Sorry, 2-1, yes.
Yeah. At 1.
Number 1, okay. It's a tweet. It's actually from Instagram, this one. It says, happy birthday to me. Happy Valentine's Day to her. Happy birthday to me. Happy Valentine's Day to her.
That's my favourite one.
Is that Gaffney or Cashley? That's why I put it at number 1. I was hoping that it would get rid of it first.
Cashley.
It's Gaffney.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. It's Gaffney. Okay, Craig, you can pull it back now.
That was a good one.
10, 11, 5, 3.
10.
10. It's a tweet.
Come on, Craig.
Reality TV sometimes spawns Satanesque people, but I have to say, Ryland is a natural at presenting. Credit where credit's due.
Ah,
I reckon so that's
the sort of thing that Craig could tweet.
That's Cashley Cole.
That's Cashley Cole. It's not. It's Dean Gaffney.
Oh, God. I'm so bad.
It's Gaffers. It's Gaffers. Okay. Wow. Still 2-1. There is 1, 2, 3 questions left. Sorry, 4. Because of maths. Okay. So you both got 2 questions left each. Okay. Ash, 12. There's now a number 12.
What?
12. Sorry, I didn't write the number next to it. 12, 11, 3 or 5?
11.
11. It's a tweet again. Oh, Christ. There's only one more stat to there, so if you can avoid that. So let's get this straight. Laura on Big Brother bangs on telly, and now Zara on Love Island has oral sex on screen. Parents, do your fucking jobs right.
Wow. Quite
political there.
I'm going for, I don't think you found a Cashley quote. I think they're all Gafferazzi, man.
You think it's Gaffney?
Yeah.
It is Gaffney. Ding, 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 ding. That's 3-1. Craig, you
there's
need
only been
this.
One Ashley Cole one so far, and I bloody
oh, I didn't even
wrong.
Think there had been one.
There yeah, has been one.
There's been one. What's left? 12. I'll have 12.
Okay, he wants 12.
I can only draw now anyway. If I get this wrong, I've lost.
Okay. Okay, right. Yes. Number 12 is, woke up this morning very confused. That was it. That's the extent of the tweet. Woke up this morning very confused.
It has to be Ashley Cole.
It is Ashley Cole, yes.
Right.
Correct. Right. Three,
you really
two,
were struggling for 12, weren't you?
Ash, you can, you can win now, Ash. You need to pick. It's either number 3 or number 5. You can win if you get this right.
5.
5. He's picked the final stat question.
Oh, balls.
This is a difficult one.
Brilliant.
Okay. Clean sheets per minute. Oh. Who has the best clean sheets per minute? Out of Applicator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Williams or Walker? Applicator, Williams or Walker. Applicator, for anyone who doesn't know, is obviously a reference to what's his tits? Aspilicueta.
Yeah.
Which Walker?
Which Walker? The man who makes the crisps. No, Kyle Walker from Tottenham.
Okay.
From Tottingham.
So Walker, Aspilicueta or
Williams. Ashley Williams.
Right, so I'm gonna go for Aspilicueta.
Oh, I'd have gone for Walker.
It was Walker. Oh, yeah. Walker 13 in 2,521. Aspilicueta 13 in 2,880. He played a lot more minutes. And Williams 12 in 8,800. So all pretty close, but yeah, it was Walker. Craig, you can tie it now by answering this final question.
No, it's 3-2.
It's 3-2 because you got the last Ashley Cole one. Last question. It is a tweet. Okay. Who tweeted this? Morning people want to wish everyone who will get their, spelt wrong, exam results today good luck. Morning people want to wish everyone who will get their, spelt wrong, exam results today good luck.
I'm going to just play the numbers game. Even though every single part of me thinks it's Gaffney, I'm going to say Cashley.
It is Cashley. He's nailed it. He's levelled it. At
you don't have a tiebreaker, do you? I actually wanted to get it wrong.
No, I didn't. But as Ash was answering the last question, I've just Googled Dean Gaffney to see how old he is. So that's going to be the question.
Oh, Christ.
Well, do you know what? I did 11 questions and I was like, I think I was going to do a buzzer one. I think this was going to be a buzzer one. I'm not going to lie to you. Right.
I'll be honest. Okay. I forgot we were recording and then remembered, oh, God, people have to listen to this.
Yeah, it's fine. We gave him like a really, really good 50 minutes, so that'll do.
That's the spirit.
Right. So months and years and months will do. How old is Dean Gaffney? Robbie from EastEnders.
Can we give our answers in seconds?
I was about to say, we presumably have to give them at the same time so no one does the Price is Right shit and just does 1 month later or earlier.
Okay, yeah. So I'd like you to both say them at the same time after I say 3, 2, 1, release. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Three, it's weird, isn't it? 3, 2, 1, release.
39 and 8 months.
38 plays 39 and 8 months.
Oh, it's tight, Ash.
That's what Tom's stepdad said.
Hey.
He is 39 and 2 months. Craig.
Oh, shit.
Craig takes it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good work, Gaffney. Get on
Craig,
the
pod. Craig, 13-8.
Oh, well played. It's weird how close we both got to how old he was.
Really
yeah, a little
close.
Bit. Yeah. A little bit.
Well done.
It's
wow.
a bit weird. It's a bit weird that it's a football podcast that talks about Dean Gaffney, mate. So let's not stop at where weird is, because I think we beat that about 20 minutes ago. Anyone not from the UK doesn't have a fucking clue who Dean Gaffney is, and we get a lot of listeners
Google,
around
everyone
the world.
Google Dean Gaffney. He's actually, if you don't know, he's actually technically the best looking bloke in the British Isles.
Yeah, he is. Well, thanks.
Oh, we should get Gaffney on the fucking podcast. Yeah, the Gaffney tapes.
That is what we call the episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks if you've listened this far. It was one of my favourite pods, and then Tom did a quiz. But before that, it was great, wasn't it?
It was, but a lot of people don't listen to the end anyway.
Yes, that's all right.
If you listen to the end, tweet Dean Gaffney.
Yes. Tweet him. Don't tweet us, tweet him.
Oh,
tell him.
Right, wait. Right, he's at Dean Gaffney 1, DeanGaffney 1, and tweet him and say...
Oh, I heard you on the podcast. Amazing stuff.
Heard you on the Gaffer tapes.
Yeah, heard you on the Gaffer tapes.
Love it.
You should,
You should go on there. Just like, heard you on there. Well done.
I heard you on there. Well done.
Yeah.
Well, and then he'll listen and go, who's this?
And then we'll get
sued.
He listens
to the whole episode, go, this is brilliant. And then get to the quiz and go, oh, for fuck's sake.
Fuck's sake. These guys don't even listen to my, don't even
I
read
should
my
say
tweet.
Now, I've always liked Dean Gaffney.
I like gaffers. I like Gaffo.
I like the club. He did a show called The Club with Sam Fox and Richard Blackman.
Oh, God. Yeah, I saw that. I was watching that the other day, one of them little talking head shows about the top 50 most embarrassing things on TV. Yeah. And it was that Sam Fox being
It wasn't him. He's the only one who came out of that show with any respectability.
I really like him. Do you know what? No. Can we get people to tweet and say, come on the podcast?
Yeah.
No, that's better, isn't it?
That's gay.
Right, You ruined the fucking podcast.
He's not going to come on now, is he?
Right, tweet Gaffney and get him on the podcast.
Don't get him on.
Tweet Gaffney. Anyway, we've got to go as well, so we argue about
Rachel
Dean Gaffney.
Riley as well.
I'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers.
Yes.
Padfall, Colin McCluskey, Adam Race, James Godbold, Elliot Levy, Joe Bloom, Frederick Norman.
He's relatively new, yeah.
Cameron, he's new to this. Cameron Torres.
Carmen, not Cameron, every fucking week.
Raphael Brand,
yeah.
Oscar Pistorius, Luke Barlow, Sam Porter, Chuck Bailey, Heath Cram, James Doncaster, Martin Stewart, Jack Saunders, Dave Mateo, and the king of all patrons, Johnny Worthington.
And Dean Gaffney. So yeah, we will go after that absolute mammoth pod. But yeah, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes with your game week team, your balls, as we get towards the end. Tweet us if any of the questions we asked earlier, we want to know answers. If we got it wrong, what do you think? Who are you going to pick? Who are you going to captain? So tweet us. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com.
Send us a voice clip.
Go on our Facebook. Yeah, give us a voice clip. Give us an email.
Patreon.
We'll read all the good ones out like we did. And if we didn't get around to it this week, we promise we'll do our best.
Propose to your girlfriend on the podcast live.
Exactly. Do all that sort of
stuff. Oh, no. Dump your girlfriend live on the podcast.
Yeah, that's even better. That's right. Even better. Please do that.
Daphne.
Amazing.
Either way.
If you're listening.
Daphne.
If you're listening. And
he's not from Scooby-Doo.
It's been your birthday, but now you're fed up with your missus because they were together, weren't they? It was Valentine's Day. We will dump her live on air for you.
Well, there's an offer. So, what Ash said. Other than that, good luck in the game week. Good luck dumping your girlfriend, apparently. And that's all from us. So thank you very much. And goodbye.